Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. We begin the afternoon broadcast with an explosion up in the Bronx. We're hearing several people heard, at least one fatality, that an entire townhouse has collapsed. Let's get right to it. 1010 Wins newsman Roger Stern up there joining us live now with the details. Roger.
Yeah, Larry, sad to say a 77-year-old person was killed when an explosion destroyed a townhouse here along Fox Street in the Longwood section. An 82-year-old and 68-year-old, two of them, they are in stable condition. We have five police officers with smoke inhalation. The explosion took place about 11 a.m., Councilmember Rafael Salamanca Jr. says. He was told by the FDNY that it was gas that caused this explosion. This is a row of connected townhouses. One of them is missing, completely destroyed. Two others severely damaged. People living in this building were taken to a church right down the block. Some will be able to return to their homes. Others will not and will need some kind of temporary shelter for overnight. But again, one person dead, two people in stable condition, and five police officers with smoke inhalation. Roger Stern, 1010 Wins, live in the Longwood section of the Bronx.
Thank you, Roger. Again, folks, this is on Fox Street near Intervale Avenue. For traffic notes, of course, you'll want to avoid that area as emergency crews are on the scene. We will continue to follow developments and keep you posted. Also, this programming note, we understand that Mayor Eric Adams will be speaking on this tragedy here within the hour. We will bring him to you live here on 1010 Wins. Stay with us. State health officials and the governor say the COVID numbers continue to decline here in New York. They've been going down for 2 weeks now. That's all Mayor Adams needed to hear. But even before that, he made it clear while schools will remain open, he's still talking to the union about a certain cross-section of students with whom it might be necessary to offer remote learning. Juliet Papa with that story.
It's the mayor's mantra.
Our schools are going to remain open.
His Honor held a first-time in-person news conference at City Hall, insisting that he's partnering with the teachers' union on how to serve students who have not been attending school.
Anything remote is to target those children who are infected, and we want to isolate them.
Schools Chancellor David Banks says attendance was down to 63% before the holidays and has been steadily climbing. Officials are looking at what other issues may be keeping students away from school. Juliet Papa, 1010 Wins News.
At the State House, Governor Kathy Hochul rolled out her spending plan for New York, a $216 billion budget plan for New York. It'll focus primarily on putting our state back together post-pandemic.
We've set aside $2 billion for pandemic recovery initiatives, and I'll work with the legislature to identify the most impactful use of these funds in the short term. Whether that's help for struggling small landlords and their tenants, or the hardest hurt industries and workers, or for other purposes.
Yeah, a few specifics. That includes $350 million for businesses, as well as the theater and musical arts, $1.2 billion for bonuses for healthcare workers. Has to help fix this healthcare workforce crunch, with more for upgrades for healthcare facilities. She also talked about money for programs to reduce gun violence and provide more substance abuse programs. So now the dance begins with the committees and everything and the full legislature to hash it out. The fiscal 2023 budget, excuse me. Hold on to your hats, folks. Here we go. Speaking of the governor and her quest to remain in that position, ex-Mayor Bill de Blasio says he's out. He's not running for governor. And with that, our Samantha Liebman says Governor Hochul further solidified her support among Democrats months ahead of the primaries.
Former Mayor Bill de Blasio with this news on Twitter.
No, I am not going to be running for governor of New York State.
Despite his support doubling in the latest Siena poll from 6% to 12% after Attorney General Letitia James dropped out of the governor's race. But the poll, Stephen Greenberg says Hochul also jumped.
So with James out of the race, Hochul went up from 36 to 46.
Public advocate Jamani Williams garnered 11% and Congressman Tom Suozzi 6%.
Williams and Suozzi, unknown to about half of Democrats.
As for what's next for de Blasio?
I am going to devote every fiber of my being to fight inequality in the state of New York.
Samantha Liepman, 1010 Winds in Midtown.
I have that sad story out of Piscataway this morning. You hear about this? Authorities discovering a submerged car in New Market Pond right there near Shelton Road in Lakeview. The bodies of a woman and child inside. A passerby spotted the car and called police. Not clear how long the car had been there. They're still investigating, trying to find out what caused the car to go into the water. Also, no details on the people they found inside. Have they been reported missing or late to an appointment or anything? All questions. Police are trying to figure that out right now. The MTA says its Omicron staffing issues finally starting to ease. Finally.
Jen Oliber, acting chairman of the MTA, with good news.
Our workforce is coming back very quickly. The folks are recovering from COVID and coming back to work. Today, it was three times as many people coming back to work as folks going out for COVID. So we have gone from 14% of our train operator conductor workforce being out due to COVID down to 7%. So you can see what that means.
So what that does mean is that as of tomorrow, the B&Z lines, Rockaway Park Shuttle, 6 Express in the Bronx, and 7 Express trains in Queens, they'll all be returning. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, Jerome Avenue in the Bronx.
Returning to a platform near you. That's good news. Getting back to normal here, as best as we can, at least. But they're holding a wake today now for 19-year-old Crystal Bayron Nieves, who was killed at that Burger King in East Harlem last week. She moved to New York from Puerto Rico with her mom and younger brother 2 years ago. So after the funeral, they're flying her body back to Puerto Rico for burial. The farewell comes a day after her mother spoke out, issuing a plea for authorities to hold everybody responsible for her baby's murder accountable. Christy Montalvo thanked the police for finding the alleged killer and all of New York for the prayers and well wishes, but now she wants justice. She wants Burger King to install more safety measures for its workers, and she wants the 30-year-old suspect, Winston Glenn, to be put under the jail and throw away the key. Even though Crystal handed over the cash to this clown, he shot her anyway. The senseless murder shocking the city. Glenn was arrested days later and charged with murder. On a lighter note, we're still a few weeks out from Valentine's Day, but already the Bronx Zoo getting ready for its annual, depicted in a wildlife conservation YouTube ad.
This Valentine's Day, words aren't enough because flowers wilt and candlelight fades, but roaches are forever.
Oh, that sounds like my first department, the last part of it at least. It's the annual Name a Roach gift package, and is back for 2022. For over a decade, you know, the Bronx Zoo offers lovers a chance to name its collection of giant Madagascar hissing cockroaches. The tongue-in-cheek Valentine's gift comes with a colorful certificate emailed to your loved one announcing that a cockroach has been named in his or her honor. Aww. Is that with 2 or 4 antenna? Anyway, it's $15, although you can upgrade to include things like a pair of roachy socks and a knit beanie. BronxZoo.com roach if you want in. Somebody said that roach better be wearing a tennis bracelet.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.